I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I enjoyed the first question that Sip asked Bill when he walked in today was, are you okay with 71 degrees today? I know it's not the low 60s, the high 50s. It's kind of a return of spring, summer. You okay with that,
well,
Bill?
Yes, I'm very much okay.
I'm making sure.
Yeah, I'm okay with it, but it does cause a problem with the grass. I thought I'd made my last mow, and it appears as if a couple of 60s and 70s and sun is going to add to one more mow.
Will it really?
Yeah, and all of a sudden you're looking there. We're pushing up to Thanksgiving, and I'm mowing the yard.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm just like, huh. Well, but I'm going to deal with that.
No, I think you can spin that positively. Yeah. You get to mow the yard.
There you go. Yeah. Have to, get to.
Get to.
I use that one a lot. Saturday night with the kids. We're doing stuff like this. We have to get to.
Get to.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You get to mow the lawn.
That's our new thing. That's our new stool statement.
Get to.
Have to. Get to.
Get to.
Just get to.
Just like get to mow
just
the
get
lawn.
To.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have to
it's
be here. We get to be
yeah.
here.
The privilege to mow.
Yeah.
What's wrong with my coffee?
Get to do the show today.
Yes, we do. What's wrong with your coffee?
Not good. I don't know.
Got some granules.
No Splendas? No nine Splendas?
Four. I probably need five.
You do. Because Ron Brown puts somewhere between 10 and 12 Splendas. And as he goes in his coffee, he goes, I like it sweet. He said,
I'm going more.
But the difference is now is that there's been when I use my Splendas, dramatic cutback in what's inside of a Splenda package.
Think so?
Oh, absolutely. This is not 2014 Splenda.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. It's way less.
That's
why.
Back, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's why. Yes. Mm. It's part of how many times it happened in marketing all the time.
Yep.
How about when sometimes you get like a beer now or something? It's like 11.5 ounces. Oh yeah,
the bag of chips is half full. Yeah. The absolute best. Yeah.
You've noticed that?
Oh yeah.
Maybe that's the problem.
It is a problem.
Oh no, this is McDonald's. This is my coffee, but it doesn't taste good. I'm not gonna.
But what's the problem with it? Bitter.
Yeah, it tastes like gasoline.
Mm. Oh, that's great. Well, we have some coffee back there for if you need.
Yeah, really good coffee back there.
Bill's having some.
I'm having some. Steve. I mean, Jake makes it for us all the time. Yeah. In between his tweets.
Yeah, between tweets.
Make some coffee.
At two.
The SpongeBob one was remarkable.
Yeah.
That was the favorite one. I sent that out to several people, and then we got some good.
I got some more interaction yesterday. I was calm yesterday.
Fine.
I went to the basketball game. I was get that here next segment.
Yeah.
There's one tweet.
Lead off with that.
There's one meme that said, at SpongeBob, SquarePants looking at a book. One side says Jake Sorensen whining about Nebraska football. The other side was Nebraska fans whining about Jake Sorensen.
One of my favorites.
Kind of good. It's a good one.
Kind of good, actually.
Who did that one?
That was a gentleman named Mike who sent that to me. I don't know if he made that or not, but
people are very inventive.
Yes.
I haven't noticed. No, I don't mow my lawn, but Sophia mowed it last night and then brought me steak, potatoes, green beans, and bread.
Yeah. Why did she bring you food?
She appears at the door with a plate this. And
so she mows and then makes you a meal.
Yeah.
You can never leave that place ever.
No.
Ever.
The neighbors are incredible.
Yeah. A fall lawn is the best. When it gets mowed in the fall, it looks way different.
Agreed.
It looks way
better. I'll check it out today.
It was nightfall last night. The leaves get picked up. So it's cleaner and better.
It just looks better. Yeah. Everything about it. I was so excited the other day when I mowed. I'm like, look at this. This looks incredible.
She mowed it. It was like 5:30. And so it was dark. It was getting dark.
No, 5:30 is completely dark.
Yes, it is.
There's no
light at 5:30.
Yeah. It was definitely after 5. Maybe it wasn't quite 5:30. But she was just getting done. And then came the steak.
Okay.
Wow.
Was it cooked properly for you?
Oh, yeah, it's perfect.
You said you like rare sometimes, which is concerning perfect. To me, but.
No, medium rare to rare. Medium rare trending towards rare.
Bill?
What else is going on?
Well, I was mesmerized. I'm one of those. You see the meme sometimes, and I'm that guy. I'm just a moon fanatic.
Are you?
Oh, the moon. I mean, the moon this morning was just ridiculous.
Did you see it driving in?
Oh man, sweet. It was a harvest moon. In the way the clouds were. When I came out, I let Sugar out. I go, whoa, look at the moon. And my drive in coming down O Street, I had the full view of it the whole way.
Did you take a picture?
I did not. But I'm one of those guys. I'm a moon fanatic. It gets me every time. Full moon, like, look at that. And the harvest moon really gets me.
It's beautiful. Is it orange hue?
There was a hue.
Orange,
it was. It wasn't as dark as it was a really very light hue.
Yeah, it's light.
I think that's a harvest
moon. I think I almost got into a car accident this morning looking at the moon.
Oh, it was amazing.
On Normal Boulevard.
That'd be just what you need.
Just what you need right now.
But I did.
The Twitter fiasco, then a car accident.
Imagine if you hit
one
of those people that had been after you all of a sudden like
that. Oh, look who hit me.
This is great. Rear-ended by Jake.
Yes, I was captivated by the moon. It was so awesome.
It's over here or something like that, whatever. Yeah.
I'll check it out. It'll be.
You have to look at right after the set.
It'll still be tonight. Won't.
I don't think right. I think it's about over, Steve. I think it, but that's just me.
No, I mean check out today.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Harvest. How's harvest going?
Harvest is going very well.
Is it?
Yes.
Do you know this?
Yes. I was talking to a good friend of mine, and they were departing. And I'll say his name. He works up in Norfolk, because he's a friend, and Jimmy Cox, and
okay.
He said he was leaving. He's leaving the stadium, and he's talking to somebody that is a farmer and is after the loss, after the tough loss.
Yeah.
And he goes, and he's asking about the harvest, and he said, "Well, tough loss, but congratulations on getting the harvest done." And a USC fan turned to him and said, "You just don't hear that in LA very much." And he goes, "Probably right."
No, you don't.
No, or ever.
Yeah, really.
You never hear it, probably.
Yeah, probably never hear that.
I don't know. Is there cornfields in California?
I don't know if California does.
We don't
corn.
Know this.
We don't know this. If they do, I'd say this. It's a very limited basis.
Could it be up north?
It'd have to be more up north. I've never seen a cornfield ever in California
this
in all
is
my
a lot
recruiting.
A lot of grapes out there.
Yeah, there's great avocados.
Wine.
A lot of avocados. Well, they don't grow wine.
I know, but the grapes are for the wine. Yes.
Yes.
Grape
strawberries.
Yes.
A lot of fruit. Yes.
There's been a shortage of workers. I know that in the Central Valley. That's a thing. What about corn up north? That's the question.
Because when you go to, like the Fresno area, yes. Where it's the most productive farmlands there are in the country, that's more of your tomatoes and your vegetables and stuff. I just don't see corn.
Well, that's the question.
I'm sure there is. I mean, there's no chance somebody's growing corn somewhere.
I think they're growing corn in Florida.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I think like in the panhandle, you'd see a cornfield, right? Help us, breakers.
I think it's possible. I can't help you on this. I don't know.
California breakers, Northern California.
Is there corn in your state?
Is there like
California, chime in.
Where you would look off and there's a cornfield like you would look off, you know, in Grand Island.
Somebody says California does have corn.
Yeah.
But where? But what part?
I'm sure everywhere? I never thought for once, like, oh, no, there's not one kernel grown.
But not in L.A.,
No, I don't think that's
not Long Beach.
That'd be odd.
Yeah, I don't think all of a sudden you see a combine whipping down, down the interstate.
No. I don't think. I just wonder what, like in Bakersfield. What about Bakersfield?
Have a chance.
Yeah, as you get out, as you get out of L.A. going to the east, I bet you maybe see some corn. Breakers? God, I'd like to.
Somebody says there's corn there.
Is there a cornfield they get a photo of? Is there a drone photo of some corn, like you said, or in the Bakersfield area?
I mean, is there an area in Bakersfield in that area or Northern California that would just look like Ashland?
Here, yeah. Thank you to a breaker who did a Google search. Simple as that. They put, are there cornfields in California was the search. And it says, yes, there's cornfields in California, primarily in the Central Valley and Imperial Valley.
Yeah, I've been
what
in both.
What was the Imperial Valley?
Fresno area. Kern, King, Sacramento, and Imperial's southern part.
I would see it more in the Sacramento area, the Delta area in there. I could see it in that area.
Now we're learning.
Apparently San Diego grows some corn out in the suburbs of San Diego.
See? We're learning. There's corn. How about Florida? I'll do that.
Yeah.
I got it. ChatGPT.
Well, we had the guy in your Marty's friend who didn't know what if Nebraska had corn. What
the judge.
Remember that?
But yeah. Was that a bit? Is the question.
I don't know if
I think
it was
a bit. I think it was a bit.
He seemed pretty real in his question.
He didn't know what corn
looked like.
Is corn grown in Florida is the way to...
I'm going
to
guess there's corn somewhere in Florida. Someone says Florida has corn.
Wouldn't Heyman know this? Where are you, Rick?
Rick is down in Florida right now, I believe.
Rick's there. Rick, could you find his corn? Rick, go on
send
a drive.
Proof.
Go on a drive about.
Yeah, here we go.
And let us know.
I hope people aren't... Are they being critical of us? Sweet
no.
corn grown primarily in South and Southeast Florida.
Well, sweet corn, yes. I just don't know.
Field corn grown in North and Central Florida.
There we go.
Often used for livestock feed or silage rather than human consumption. Yes. So, yes, Florida. Florida field corn is grown in North and Central. I know I've seen cornfields in Florida. All right. We
good.
Solved all that.
Yeah, that's all. Thank you. We're an ag station.
We are ag.
We are ag.
We do support an ag.
I mean, we aren't even joking about that. We support ag.
Anything for you, idle chit-chat, Sip?
I told you all the idle chit-chat I had.
Mowing and...
I worked
Sophie mowed and got a steak.
Yeah, I didn't have much either. I was doing a bunch of things. I had some meetings. I was up in Omaha for a while.
Did you go to the Big O?
Went to the Big
did
O.
Get over at Manawa area?
Yeah. Did not get to the Manawa area at all.
Nobody does.
No. Certain places
like
just don't
a place
visit.
That doesn't exist it's, in a lot of people.
Here's the part that gets me.
It's a fake city.
Sometimes you'll be just random. You might be on a plane or something. Sometimes where are you from or something like that comes up, you know, type of thing like that. And every time they say Council Bluffs, they kind of just drop their shoulders. From Council Bluffs. And I'm like, I'm always like, it's okay. It's just Council Bluffs.
100% okay.
But they say it every time. They
yeah,
do it.
Just like that.
They just like that. They go, so where are you from? Like, where do you live at?
No. Nope.
Don't do that, Council Bluffs.
Love Council Bluffs.
I like it over there.
And they just drop, their shoulders drop.
Be
and,
proud of your city.
Yeah, it's where I'll retire.
And I think they take a lot of shots. And I'm like, whoa, it's just Council Bluffs. So it's just right across. That's fine.
It's 100%
people
fine.
Take that they're down on it. I don't know.
It's not. I don't. That's
they're
not,
down on themselves. And why don't get down on yourself?
No. No, we don't exactly live in Paris over here. Okay. No. Right. They could say that. What Omaha?
I wouldn't compare it like to Paris. But,
what are we trying to angle toward here?
Yeah.
Well, I get you though.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. We don't live in a megaplex.
It's not like,
so.
Yeah. Well, it's, yeah, we vac, you know, we fly into vacation Lincoln and Omaha a lot. You ever vacation
right.
Council Bluffs? Oh, no, we never go across the river to Council Bluffs.
Don't be ashamed of where you're from. Council Bluffs is fine.
No, Jake, I didn't do anything. I worked. I went home. I ran and got some money for Sophia. I ate the steak. I followed the hoops thing on Twitter. And then I wanted to do some more, and I just dozed off. 9 o'clock. That's it. Simple life.
I went to the game. We'll get to that next segment, though. It was fun. I had a good time.
Who won last? Did the Cardinals hold on?
Cardinals
win?
Did. Oh! Yeah. Let me get that score for you, Bill.
I couldn't stay up for it. I was asleep.
What time would you go to bed?
What's that? We shut her down about 8:45.
Okay, me too.
About 8:45, I was
that's amazing.
Tucked in and gave Sugar the, let's go up here. And then Sugar gets up on the end of the bed.
8:45, we're going pretty early right now.
8:45, yeah.
Yeah, I was probably not, I was right on your heel. Not literally.
When it was 6:30, Laura goes, feels like 9:30. I go, isn't it beautiful?
Time for bed.
What a great
thing. I think that has an impact.
Oh, it does. When it's light till 10, you're not going to bed at 8:45.
No.
27-17 Cardinals win at Dallas last night.
At Dallas. 2-5. Was it 2-5 Cardinals
and
by the way,
that's Jacoby Brissett, the backup quarterback, still replacing Kyler Murray at this point. 27-17.
Dallas has a bad defense.
Dallas does. Yeah.
You got a bad defense.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys 3-5-1. Cardinals now 3-5.
One of the best things I saw, they always show the suite with Jerry Jones in it. And Stephen A. was sitting next to him in a pink suit.
Of course he was.
He had a pink suit
on. Of course he was.
And Stephen A. was sitting next to Jerry Jones in a pink suit. I go, that's a thing of beauty. I'd love to hear that conversation.
What
I would have loved to have been sitting there to hear that conversation.
Stephen A., a huge Dallas Cowboys fan, right?
Probably
trying to keep a low profile with his pink suit.
Yeah, sure.
That's a probably good
idea. No one will see me here in the suite with Jerry.
Dak is having a great year. Statistically.
Last night, what did he do?
Statistically.
They had a critical fumble by their tight end by Jake Ferguson, fumble.
Ooh, you know Jake.
Yeah, that's Barry Alvarez's grandson.
Yeah.
Prescott, Dak, 24 for 39, 250, one touchdown, one pick, five sacks last night. Cardinals.
His numbers are great, though. He's having a good year.
On the season, 17 touchdowns, 6 picks. He's fourth in the NFL with 2,300 passing yards.
His QBR's high.
75, third in the NFL.
Bam.
Look at that.
Nice.
Sip knows NFL.
Bam.
That is Idle Chit Chat. Sponsored by 738 Ag. Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Guarantee you, Joey was well aware of Florida and California corn.
He's just laughing. Like, really, guys?
Right, I guarantee you, he was out combining, shaking his head. He probably swerved. Probably swerved with the combine going, these yahoos.
Come on, guys.
I mean, you guys have no idea that there's corn in California and Florida.
Yeah. We did have an idea.
We did. None of us said there's no chance. Like, no, there probably is. All my time in California, I thought I would have seen that. And the area I thought I would have seen that would have been the Sacramento area. That's what made the most sense to me.
Is it possible you saw it?
I don't know. Notice. It could be. But
didn't register in your brain.
Didn't register with me.
Joey's just got to be busier than all get out.
Well, there's a photo of Joey and Carson. Carson and Joey were together at the game. How about that?
Legit photo.
Worlds collide.
Wow.
Yeah, worlds collide. They were together at the game.
Really?
Carson and Joey, yes. Joey was helping with the folders. He was helping.
He
would organize the folders and hand them to Carson, and then he'd announce their name. This is Todd Schmenge from Genoa, and then he'd hand the folder to Carson. Yes.
He pronounced that name right.
Todd Schmenge from Genoa. They hand the folder over
God,
to
they
him.
Were...
Yeah, did he have like a
together.
Microphone or not?
What's that?
Was there like a microphone?
He had his own little bullhorn.
A bullhorn.
The bullhorn. Oh,
that was pretty loud. This was loud.
Joey at the bullhorn. Those bullhorns. Remember those from like track meets and stuff, Steve? Yeah. There'd be always some guy yelling. And the best part was he'd be, if you talked the wrong direction, couldn't hear a thing.
No.
Couldn't hear a thing out of it.
What an invention that was. What a great device.
School, the principal uses a blowhorn to round up all the kids after school, and it's the most obnoxious thing ever.
What?
Yeah, you can hear it. I always feel like there's like a raid in our neighborhood.
It's just the
trying to get the fourth graders in from his recess.
God.
Imagine walking out there every day. You have to hold it the extension. And okay, here we go. Here we go.
It might not be the principal, but it's somebody.
Somebody in charge.
Yeah, they round them up. To get the kids to the cars, and the guy uses a blowhorn. It's the most god-awful thing ever.
Frank Gans is a coach. One of the godfathers of special teams. He's one of those guys. He's like the West Coast offense tree. There's a tree of Gans. He was a mentor of mine. He was in the NFL, and he would come. He had connections with people from here at Nebraska, and he would come. And that's who I meet with all the time. And he was amazing. And what a speaker he was. He's amazing. But he invented the dual bullhorn. He invented a deal. He had a bullhorn in front of him and behind him, and he spoke through a microphone. So on the field and special teams, you're doing kickoff return runs out there.
That's too much.
They're like 50 yards apart from each other. Yeah. Some people can't hear you at time. So he had a bullhorn in front and in back, and he'd talk into it, and so the whole field could hear him, and it was brilliant.
How could you not abuse that?
It would be, I mean, how would you not be walking around the offices with the Raiders?
Imagine Bill with that.
Oh, if I had that bad boy walking
just
around.
Just like today in the office.
Oh,
today
how about the office? Around?
Yeah.
No, don't. No, we're not doing this.
He has it here at the station.
This is not. You don't
Greg, if you could build me one of those that I could carry that around, oh, it'd be so.
Greg would do it.
He made you guys a massage that one time.
He probably can't do it this Friday. He's probably at the dentist.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe next month, Bill. Maybe next month, Greg.
Thank you.
Someone stole my chocolate milk.
Not me.
I don't drink chocolate milk. I put it in my spot.
I kind of hide it in the fridge, and it was gone yesterday.
I showed up there.
And I go, okay, I got my chocolate milk from Greg, and I head in there, and it's gone.
I assure you that was not me. No. I did not throw it away.
No.
I would kept that safe if I knew
that
it was
set
in
me
there.
Back. All right.
Sorry, Bill.
Let's launch an investigation.
Yeah, we'll figure that one out.
It doesn't have to. We can do it somewhat in a subtle
way.
Well,
they've never quite come. They finally come. You realize we never talked about this.
What?
We never talked about the sign stealer. From Michigan.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self With Simple, 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For Simple, online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit HIMS.com/earlybreak. That's HIMS.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. HIMS.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
That when he got
Connor Stallions.
Connor Stallions. They finally came down to it. That they had the coach's name that went to the equipment guy that got the extra equipment, got the pass.
At Central Michigan.
At Central Michigan. Did all the stuff. So
they got
all
show causes, didn't they?
Show causes. They finally got to the bottom of everything.
Show causes all
but
around.
The best thing was McElwain right away, like the day after, 2 days after it happened. Yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of this. You know, it's no place for this. I'm not sure how this happened or what's going on here whatsoever like that. And it's like everyone knew. Everyone knew. I imagine they went to the equipment guy. Do you know anything about this? Yeah, actually the offensive coordinator came down on Friday and he asked for extra coaching gear, the exact game gear, and then we got him a pass. So everyone knew, but it was like, no can do here.
I think he got a show cause.
Yeah, he's show cause also.
Thunder says it had to be Swim, obviously, taking your milk pill.
Probably Swim.
Yeah,
probably. Swim. We'll check with him.
And by the way, Greg has chimed in saying, dual bullhorn order received.
Oh, God, no. Okay. Greg.
We'll see it sometimes soon. I cannot wait to hear that.
I'd love to have that baby by Thanksgiving, whipping around here on Thanksgiving.
Go to Ruhlman's.
Go to Ruhlman's.
Hey, Phil, I got
Phil, I got this going.
What's McElwain's first name? Jim
McElwain.
Yes. Just you guys talk for a second.
2 years show cause, I think.
I think it is. I think that's right.
But the thing about it is, I think he's still working at Central Michigan.
How is that possible?
Like an advisory type role, that he's still there at Central Michigan.
Employed there.
Yeah, still employed of some sort. But interesting.
Yeah, we never did cover that. Yes, he did. The Jim McElwain case has been resolved, and he did receive a 2-year show cause order from the NCAA. ChatGPT's amazing.
They finally got to the bottom of it after 2 years. Mm-hmm. They had a guy on the sideline with sunglasses and a fake mustache.
The restrictions include the first year being barred from all coaching duties, plus suspensions from 30% of regular season game in year one and 20% in year two. Does that preclude him from being hired? Would you as
no,
AD?
No, because Jeremy Pruitt's back on staff.
He's at Jacksonville.
That's awesome.
State.
As an analyst. Yes, as an analyst.
Yeah, because he paid players $60,000, and he would surely say, that's wrong to do? I mean, now we do it, you know?
Different times, but yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Jake.
464-5685, call or text as always. Matt Rhule at the podium yesterday.
Oh, podium.
You were at the building, in the building, Zip.
Yes.
How was the mood after the loss?
Give us a vibe. Give us
a
vibe.
He had a really long opening statement.
I've got part of that.
Yeah. Well, give us a length on that. What was your guess?
5 minutes.
5 minutes opening statement.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
Would that be normal or is that long?
No, it's super long. Oh,
gotcha.
He covered a lot in the opening statement. In fact, that's what I wrote about. I wrote a whole column basically about the opening statement. The headline of the column is Matt Rhule makes nice opening statement, but strong closing statement would mean more, meaning win some games in November. Hello.
There you go.
I don't mean that in a snarky way. It's just, it is what it is.
Okay.
He covered a lot of ground. Go ahead.
Well, here's part of the opening statement. Yes. He says, grateful for the environment, need to continue to get respect back for Nebraska. Here's Matt Rhule's part of his opening statement from yesterday.
I do think it's important, while we're disappointed and angry and upset, to also be very, very, very grateful for that atmosphere, for that crowd, for that opportunity. And I'm really proud of, to be quite honest, I mean, I didn't sleep on Saturday night, and I came in to watch the tape first thing, and some of the best football many of our guys have played. I mean, significantly. And so we're sitting here at a crossroads right now as a team. And it's an unbelievable opportunity for us. See, if you go back to my first year at the press conference, you know, what do they call it, the Big Ten Media Days? If you remember, which they probably don't, I said something like, we have to learn to get people to respect Husker football again. And, you know, we've had a chance to play Michigan, and we lost by 3 points. We had a chance to play USC, we lost by 4 points. So we have to chase those 3 points and those 4 points. We have to get better. We have to continue to recruit. We have to lift and run and do all those things. But I also think these next three games are some of the most important time for our team and for our program moving forward. A, this team, the guys that are here, they deserve to leave as winners. They've done everything we've asked them to do. And B, you know, we have to on a national narrative, we have to become someone that people respect. And it starts with ourselves. When we respect ourselves and don't talk trash about ourselves and don't go out there and, you know, not do things right. Like, when we do things at a high level, we show respect for our program and our future, then I think people nationally will. So,
okay, that's good. He did address the Dylan Raiola injury, which we should have. Maybe that was within the Latif discussion. No go?
Well, he's asked how much he helped the program this year.
Who's that?
He was asked.
That's Dylan Raiola.
Yeah.
Yes, do that.
Matt Rule.
I thought we were in a great spot in that game. Like, we had done a great job of establishing the line of scrimmage, running the football, not taking sacks, and I felt like, yeah, we got to that point where, like, hey, we were going to be able to really kind of open up in the second half and kind of take off. And, but, you know, Dylan, you know, to me, when Dylan decided to come here, he legitimized coming to Nebraska on the national recruiting scene. And that's allowed us to get other big-time players. He played as a freshman, which is, you know, you have all the accolades and you take all the arrows. He came in this year. He was better. He was in better shape. He's grown as a leader. And as miserable as this time's going to be for him, this is a really good time for him as well. You know, he's going to have a chance for once to sit there and watch. You know, I think that's really valuable for when you don't have the pressure of playing. You get to sit there and watch and learn. I know he'll be involved in game planning and ideas, he'll rally around TJ. I mean, it's just, you know, such a, you know, I got a text from TJ's dad saying, you know, hey, on behalf of our, just please don't let Dylan know how we, you know, how much we care about him. Then I get a text from Dylan, can I please go travel for TJ? And then, you know, he's just such a great teammate. And if you watched it, you know, after he got hurt, every single player on our team, I think, went up to Dylan, hugged him, said, hey, we got you. And no one knew what it was at the time. They just thought it was an ankle. So I think when you have a player that gets that much notoriety and accolades, and he's as humble and as team as Dylan is, it sets the tone for everybody in the building.
Hey, Raiola will have surgery this week. He's not going to L.A. Rule, he wanted to go to L.A. for the game, but Rule said no go. Not to play, just to be there. His original recovery time frame was somewhere between 8 to 12 weeks is what it will probably ultimately be. Also, Rule slid into conversation yesterday that Gunnar Gatula is out for the season. I doubt you'll have a lead into that. It was part of the offensive line discussion. Pritchett,
mm-hmm.
Gunner.
This is about Pritchett off the bat.
Yeah.
He did some things last night. He battled through it. So I think this week will just come down to, you know, if he's ready to play or not. And Turner, you know, Turner's beat up at this point. Tyler, they all are our bye weeks next week. But there's no time to even think about bye weeks right now. So I'm assuming that Elijah will get himself ready to play.
That's Elijah Pritchett, who has an ankle injury. He also talked about I didn't know this. This was good. I'm glad he went. Somebody asked him a good question about young backup tackles. The next guy now would be Preston Tamua?
Tamua.
Yeah, Preston Tamua, and with Grant Bricks right there. So Preston Tamua, if they needed to go deeper into the tackle on the left side, it'd be Preston Tamua, who's a redshirt freshman from Hawaii. And then the right tackle is Grant Bricks.
Oh,
yes.
We love Grant Bricks.
Yes, you guys
Thank
are familiar.
Mike Schaefer.
Yeah,
yes.
Grant Bricks. He's a right tackle. Now, both those guys may be better suited for guard, but because of their tackle injuries, they're playing tackle. That's what Rule said. You might have those comments.
Well, he already said that, so.
Okay.
So you kind of clarify what he had said.
Yeah, you don't need to say that. What else did he say? There was a lot.
Well, I think there's a lot of questions about Emmett Johnson's been incredible this year.
Emmett Johnson.
And he's taken so many. He had 29 carries, 31 touches in the game. How is his health holding up despite so many touches? Here's Rule and Emmett Johnson yesterday.
It's amazing. I mean, we were out to practicing last night, and he's out there flying around. I mean, he doesn't take he's really evolved. He doesn't take a lot of, like, direct big shots. He does such a good job at the point of contact of cutting back and avoiding. You talk about a story. Now, this guy's one of two players in the country with 1,000 yards rushing, right? I think he's second in the Big Ten in rushing or leads the Big Ten in rushing? Second. So, I just really, really proud of him. And I think, every game, I still wish we'd get the ball to Mosey and Makai a little bit more. I mean, I think they've earned those opportunities. But, the guy, he's just hot, And so we went into that game knowing, hey, in this weather and this we wanted to really establish the run early and then let that open up. Even that last drive of the first half, we went down and scored the touchdown. You started to see us open it up a little bit and throw the football. Emmett looks great, looks healthy.
He was asked about Nico Amaliva. He's the UCLA quarterback. He leads UCLA in both rushing and passing.
Yeah, he's elite. He's an excellent player. Obviously, he leads them in passing. He leads them in rushing. So it's really a tale of two seasons. You take out the first part of the year, right? They're 3-2 in the Big Ten. They're 3-2 under Coach Skipper. In the Penn State game, he was their leading rusher. He willed them, and it was really not even design runs. It was drop back, quarterback scrambles versus man and versus, I wouldn't even say, not even like undisciplined passing lanes. He's just that athletic. They were running him some design quarterback runs earlier. He started getting hit a lot. I'm sure coming off a bye, there'll be some design quarterback runs. And so I have the utmost respect for him as a player. His dad was here this summer at the Adidas 707. He was a great guy to get to know, great to know. We recruited his younger brother. So I have a lot of respect for the way he plays. And they have got receivers who can get open. They've got an excellent run game. They've got a good athletic defense. But he's an elite player, and so it'll be the same challenge as last week. A guy who could do it all.
I asked him about the 200 rushing yards. And how you
reconcile that.
Yeah, how do you – I mean, reconcile might not be the right word. You only allow 21 points. You hold them to 337 overall. 107 of those run six plays. But you did give up 200 rushing yards. So the question was, how do you work through that in your brain?
Yeah, so I'm never going to be okay giving up 200 yards rushing. But this is like last week you guys kept asking me about, this is one of the most prolific offenses in football coming off a bye with everyone healthy. And Notre Dame was able to hold them to 396. We held them to 337. What I showed our team was there were six plays. Okay, so we stopped them on second and on third down. They threw a big fade. They then ran a zone read, which guy didn't do his job, unfortunately, and they ran it. They ran a zone read again. They ran a two-point play. Then they got the ball back. They threw an incomplete pass, and then they threw a flea flicker. So in six plays, they had 107 yards. And what our team needs to do and what our coaches need to do and what I need to get us to do is settle down on those six plays once things start going bad against us and just play the next play a little bit more focus and not worry about everything. So we gave up 337 yards. We gave up 107 of those yards in six straight plays. If they don't get the pass interference in the end zone, put the ball at the two. I mean, we were playing good red zone defense, which was one of our challenges this week. We held them to two field goals early on. DPIs in the end zone, they put the ball at the two. That's difficult sledding, obviously. If we were able to stop that one. So we're not going to ever be okay with 200 yards rushing. It's not like we're sitting there like in a light box playing pass. Like we're playing the run. But, they ran the quarterback, and we had a quarterback player. We got to make those plays. But it was just, they're an excellent running offense, and we knew it was going to be a challenge all night. And I was really proud of the guys. They tackled well, the least amount of yards after contact we've had in several weeks. So they had their best week of practice, preparation, everything, and they showed up to play. And wish I could have helped them get three more points.
People poke fun at Nico. He's going to be a problem. He's a problem. Nico Amaliva.
Yeah, his athleticism is
Jake. He's a problem.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a special athlete. When you
And they said they'll have more designed runs for him. They'll have, but not. He's not going to run the ball 15 times.
You don't think so?
No, he'll probably carry. But they said that what Coach Rhule said was the scramble ability is, like I always use the term, when the coaching's over, that's when you're scared.
This is where I ask Bill a question, defensive coordinator Bill Bush. Okay, this is now. Remember, I do joke around about being a coach, but I'm not. I'm an amateur. No, so what I was thinking yesterday was Nebraska plays 60 to 70% man and match. They match routes. So is that a problem against a running quarterback? Can you play that much man when the guy can just take off if your back's
turned? Well, if your back's turned and something breaks out, yeah, it's a problem. Yeah, it is a problem. There's no eyes on the ball.
Hear that?
There's no eyes on the ball. So you see, when you see big scrambles, you're like, where is everybody? Well, they're chasing. You know, if you're chasing things down the field, and they'll have just enough design runs. The part that stands out that I think is extremely positive for Nebraska is that their quarterback is their leading rusher. That doesn't sound well for the
By far, yeah.
It's hold it. Now, they can't run. That means they can't run the ball at all with a running back.
Pretty, by far, Jake.
Yeah, and so that's shocking to me.
I'm getting it.
Also, I had an interesting conversation with a statistician yesterday that gave me some numbers. Is that defensively, UCLA, third down defense, dead last.
In the world?
134 out of 134.
Third
down defense. They also
They also get 195 per game on the ground.
Their defense is horrific.
Is it?
It's absolutely. Yeah. 134 out of 134 on third down. Which is your money down. You know how many times defensive coordinators talk about third down, money down? You earn the right to rush the passer, all this different stuff. They can't stop anybody. And so it's
interesting.
So it's a very, very interesting stat. And then their rush defense, as I said, it's just been a gash.
They're ranked 124th in the country in rush defense. 195 allowed per game on the ground. For UCLA.
Yeah, I should just build a lineup and just run, get a couple stops and fly home.
So,
seven.
Yeah.
So Nico.
Seven wins.
Nico, has 81 carries for 388 on the season. Jalen Berger, the backup for Michigan State running back, 59 carries for 249. Now, they got two other guys that are in the 200s, so they do split some with those guys. But nobody scares you at all in their backfield.
Former Michigan back.
Yes, Michigan State, Berger.
Oh, former Michigan State, I'm sorry.
I think he went Wisconsin first,
Checked it out.
I think he did. Jalen Berger's from New Jersey, so I recruited. Jalen Berger when I was at Rutgers.
Okay.
He's still playing.
Okay. Jalen Berger is from New Jersey, 2 years at Wisconsin, 2 years at Michigan State, and 2 years at UCLA.
Yeah. Six-year guy.
Yeah. I tell you, he's got a skill set, I seen him make some plays. Now, they're coming off a bye, and they've had some time. The thing to – this is one classic game. You don't have to spend a lot of time really on, well, what if the quarterback runs the ball? What about this? We have a true freshman. All this stuff. None of that stuff matters. It matters, but that's not what's going to decide the game. You'll know right away when you watch the game in the first quarter what's the vibe on both sides. Mm-hmm. Is UCLA cashed in? They made a run. Indiana just ran them, just beat them by 50. And are they caved in now? I mean, what are they like? What's Nebraska like? What's their vibe like?
When they
get out there, they fly out there. What is the vibe? Are they in full go mode? Does UCLA have their guys rejuvenated? Because kind of before you hit it, Michigan State ran into a buzzsaw. They had just come off beating Penn State. I mean, they were feeling themselves.
Yep.
Then they come from that game. They go back to play Maryland. It was a miracle. The UCLA beat Maryland. It was a miracle.
What would Nebraska be like?
So that's where you're going to see that's going to be the tale. Just who has their team ready to go?
Rhule was largely talking to his team yesterday. You got to earn the nation's respect.
Yep.
Hell, you got to earn the local respect. People are a little edgy right now, is my read. Are they?
Yeah.
I mean, they, yeah.
I was talking to a friend the other day. And I said to him, this is the most edge that I've ever felt from the Nebraska fan base.
Let me think about that.
Well, there's been some moments like that.
A lot of it.
But this is very edgy, though.
But this wasn't as edgy as I was here 2 weeks ago when we lost to Minnesota. It wasn't as edgy as this.
No.
I mean, for whatever.
Think about it, though. Go back to when Frank was, it was a rough time. I mean, that was rough. There's been a lot. Well, all I'm saying is Bills.
I'm talking about just a win-loss, I guess. Yeah. Not a coaching change. Not a
And if that just, it just a
just the fans going at each other,
just kind of like, yeah, just whatever.
Barking.
There's just a lot.
There's been a lot of that.
Just a lot of there's
God. There's been a lot.
Feels like we're on like a combination, like a political show or something. It's like, yeah. It's like.
But I'm telling you, Bill, this has been like that for years and years. Okay. Oh my God! Yeah. This I want it. Really, I want to really hear has. It though. If you don't hear it, it's bad.
It's bad.
Right?
So
bad.
Empathy. Yeah,
you don't. You want to hear? I want to hear Jake getting barked at. I do. I want to hear you barking. Because if the minute that goes away,
I'm with
you.
You just have pure apathy. Who cares anymore?
No, I like it. And plus, Jake has brought in, like I said, it's been fun. It's brought a lot of conversation up.
Yeah.
And guess what? I don't think it kind of comes back that, like, there's only one person in the state that's upset. It's just Jake. And then that's not true.
Yeah. I'm the only
Jake's the only one that's upset.
Amazing.
And so that's not true at all.
Yeah.
Also, just so you know, go someplace else. Just try log into a Tennessee site today. 100. See how it's going.
Yeah.
I mean,
Tennessee's bad.
I mean, they are. Oh yeah, they're 5-3. I mean, they outyarded Oklahoma by 200 yards. And now they're out of it.
They're 5-3.
Yep, they're done. Yeah.
So they're out of the playoff scene, and it's and Heupel's done an unbelievable job of what he took over, and now there's people calling for his job,
which is crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They are, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
He's done awesome there.
Yeah. Had him in the playoffs last year. Remember, he took over for one of the biggest scandals you've ever seen.
Right, he did an amazing job.
This calling for jobs is getting out of control. It's getting out of control.
It's not going to stop anytime soon. Let's help people, fans.
But just so you know, like, so when Nebraska fans look from afar and looking at going, man, this is, fans are just kind of crazy right now. Well, go to other places. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like
Florida State. Go there. Yeah, I know it's bad there.
Yeah, yeah.
Death threats to Tony White, all that. There's stuff going on there. I know that.
Before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch
this
morning, Bill, where would you send the breakers to?
The Bird.
Early Bird at 19K is open right now all the way
every day
till 2 p.m. Stop by, get yourself a breakfast nacho, breakfast tacos, French toast, waffles, pancakes, the world famous
Hash holes.
Open today for free parking.
Margarita rocks and some eggs.
With pastels on the walls.
Doesn't that sound good?
It sounds good, yeah.
Doesn't that sound good? A lot of salt.
A lot of salt.
I need some sodium.
Yeah. they have it there.
Thank you, sodium.
Sodium's fine.
Yes.
You can eat all the sodium you want. Yeah. You can.
When we come back.
Not sugar, though.
No, sugar will get you.
Yeah.
Pop-Tarts are your death.
Yep.
Nebraska ball is 1-0. We'll discuss their game last night.
All right,
next, early break on the ticket.